A new French movie, The Taste of Others, has pleased all kinds of tastes. It's France's official entry for the foreign language Oscar, and it's been one of the country's biggest box office hits ever. The Taste of Others just won 4 Césars, the French Oscars, including one for Best Picture. It opened in U.S. theaters over the weekend, and Los Angeles Times film critic Kenneth Turan has this review.
Mademoiselle.
Oui.
Tenez, apportez-nous des petits gâteaux, là, les petites...
Des
milliardises. Voilà. Et puis l'addition, vous êtes gentil.
Oui.
Meet Jean-Jacques Castella. He may be a successful factory owner in a provincial French city, but you would not want to vouch for his taste in clothes, or art, or anything else. If the man didn't have bad taste, he wouldn't have any taste at all.
Tu veux pas qu'on aille bouffer, on revient à la fin, on lui dit que c'est très bien, puis...
Oh non, Jean-Jacques. Oh non, ça c'est vraiment pas gentil, on est là maintenant.
Jean-Pierre Bacri, one of the film's co-writers, stars as the rumpled captain of industry. Brusque, not particularly sophisticated, but a good-hearted guy. One fateful night, Castella is dragged by his wife to a terribly highbrow 17th-century verse drama. An actress appears, and in one of those coup de foudre, beloved of French filmmakers, Castella is instantaneously stricken with love.
Tout l'Empire a 20 fois conspiré contre nous. Il était temps encore que ne me quittiez vous. Mille raisons alors consolaient ma misère. Je pouvais de ma mort accuser votre père, le peuple, le Sénat, tout l'Empire romain, tout l'univers, plutôt qu'une si chère main.
Even if Castella wasn't already married, the cultural worlds these two inhabit are so different that the actress feels she couldn't possibly be interested. The Taste of Others turns on these questions of sense and sensibility. Does who you are matter when you're in love? And can love make you change? Taste of Others has been a hit in France because it mixes mainstream accessibility with a pungent, idiosyncratic point of view. That belongs to one of the most successful of French filmmaking teams, Jean-Pierre Bacri, and his fellow actor and writer and real-life companion, Agnès Jaoui. The two have written and starred in such smart, bitingly funny films as Alain René's Same Old Song and Cédric Clapiche's Family Resemblances. With this story of a frog who desperately wants to woo a princess, Jaoui, who plays a spirited barmaid in the film, has smartly decided to direct as well. The film's romantic shenanigans all unfold in charming ensemble style as the characters, being wonderfully human, inevitably complicate their lives without being able to help themselves. The more we see of these people, the more we understand their foibles, and the more they amuse and captivate us.
Tu m'en connais pas?
Non, Non.
C'est pas grave. Je vais voir, hein. Je peux te le faire demain, de toute façon.
Mademoiselle, je vais prendre un mixte jambon-fromage, finalement.
D'accord.
Mais on se connaît d'où exactement? Excusez-moi, hein, mais je...
C'est aucune importance. On a juste couché ensemble.
The best thing about The Taste of Others turns out to be its transcendent tolerance, its fondness for all its characters, even those it half-mocks. An actor who frequently works with Bacri and Jaoui calls their outlook acid but extremely tender. In this world, no one, except possibly the terminally cynical, is made to look foolish. And the value of a kind heart is never underestimated.
Comments of Kenneth Turan, film critic for the Los Angeles Times.